Hi, this is Mary Pro, Certified Credit Specialist. We've got the pleasure
pardon
of speaking
me, I
with
didn't get
today.
Your name. Excuse me, I didn't get your name.
My name is Manny.
Okay. How are you, Manny? I'm Dr. Beckles, Dr. Alan Beckles.
Mm-hmm. How's it going?
Well, it's really tough because, as I told your representative, I was a victim of a cybercrime in January. And basically, I've been charged with a $25,000 debt because of the cybercrime. Now, the bank where the crime occurred, I've sent them an FBI report. I'm willing to share that report with you if it's relevant. And basically, I'm just trying to float for the next 2 or 3 months until I can secure income, which will be considerable. I anticipate that my income, once I secure a position, would be in the range of at least $200,000, and I can quickly wipe all this out. I just need a couple of months to survive and secure a position.
Okay. And
is
how
that
much
too much? Is that too much? I'm just trying to be as helpful as possible.
How much you say you need?
I'm just trying to be as helpful as possible.
Okay, but you would be looking for a loan right now?
Yes.
How much you said?
Well, in an ideal world, it would be about 20 grand. Now, that 20,000 could be repaid totally within 6 months. Now, I may not qualify for that amount. You know, I'm at the position where whatever I can, you know, dig up, I have to do it right now.
Okay. Well, within the program, what we do here is focus on rebuilding that credit score, okay? Anything
yes,
on there, we help you build that. And one of the ways or one of the tools that we do that is that you're able to check or review third-party loan options based upon your credit worthiness, okay? That would be, again, with third-party loan companies, not directly with us, but that would be through or within our program. And if you were to be approved for a certain amount, that usually takes around 24 hours to 72 hours to be deposited into your account.
Okay.
That would be the best or the closest that we could get you to that. But again, our main goal would be to help you build that score.
Well, I can tell you that there's nothing thus far to dispute on my credit report from any of the credit bureaus because I've checked. Everything that's there is accurate. Now, my credit took a big hit. Prior to all this happening, my credit had been in the range of 750. My credit score was Experian for the last, I don't know, 10 years or so. But now I think it's down to like 670 on Experian, and it's like 710 on TransUnion or Equifax.
Okay.
So there's
when
nothing
was that?
To repair. There's nothing to repair right now, you see?
A 710 score, you're saying? And how about the negatives on there?
The negative, I could, again, I can give you access to my credit report or get it to the appropriate source. There are negatives in terms of the length of accounts opened, and there are negatives in terms of the fact that I have applied for multiple cards and I've maxed out my credit limit on those cards.
Okay. All right. Well, that would be a really important factor whenever we talk about getting a credit, right, or a loan. What we could do here is take an updated look at that credit summary and see your options. But again, your only way that we could help you through this whole process is by having you on the program. And within the program, you will be able to check options. The program does have a fee, a startup fee and a month-to-month fee. That
okay.
would be the best
well,
way to help you today.
Well, then whatever you could do, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So let's check here. I have your first name, Alan Beckles, last name, right?
Yes, sir.
And one second here. And I will need your address in just a bit. Okay, go ahead with your address.
425 Riverside Drive, apartment 16E is in Edward, New York, New York, 10025.
And I have 917-279-6278 as your phone number, right?
Correct.
Help me out with your social and date of birth in that order, please.
Okay. Social is 08240-0903. Date of birth is August 29th, 1949.
Thank you. Now, we will have a couple of questions here to ask. Is your credit summary? If you don't see the correct answer, let me know. We can select none of the above and move on to the next one, all right?
Okay.
All right. So according to your credit profile, you may have opened an auto loan in February of 2020. Do you recall that?
No, I did not.
How about a Pentagon Federal credit card?
That's the credit card that I recently secured.
Okay, that we need to select the year that you opened that. I have 2023, 21,
that's
19,
right.
Or 17.
It's 23. It's 23. It was opened within the last 2 months.
Okay, and we need to select the current or previous employer. Have Northern Concrete Pipe, Dansley ML LTD, LNL
Dansley
Enterprises.
ML. No, Dansley ML LTD is my company, my startup.
Okay, and we need to select the county for the address you provided. I have Yates, Nassau, New York, Montgomery.
New York.
All right, Alan, we do have a 635 score at the moment, okay? That is the current score that we have.
Wow. Okay. Well.
And we have a couple of hard inquiries on here. That's whenever you apply for a loan or a rental. I hit with the negative. Other than that, I don't see much of negatives on here. I just see this credit score at 635. Normally, if you've been seeing this drop or take a drop, it's because we're lacking a positive positive reporting or positive activity on your credit history, okay?
Not a problem.
As I mentioned to you, Alan, because right now you would be considered a poor credit score, we do have an option for you, so let me explain to you how this works. One of the first things that we start by doing is helping you with the negatives on your report, okay? Anything that you can identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, or unverifiable, we can help you dispute that, have that removed from all three credit bureaus at the same time, all right? Now, we will help you set up your access to the client portal that we can keep track of everything that we are working on and removing on a daily basis, all right? Now, you're currently working at the moment or you're on Social Security?
The only hard income I have is Social Security, but I have several positions as an engineering consultant that I'm being considered for. So if one of those pops within the next month or two, I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm living on Social Security for the last month, yes.
Okay. Well, we do provide you with a couple of tools here that will definitely help you out. One of them is called the Loan Wizard, which is a tool that I talked to you about. On here, how it works is you will be able to find third-party loan companies that are more likely to work with you based on your credit standing, all right? Now, on here, you can apply for possible loans from $1,000, that would be the minimum, all the way up to $100,000. This would you might be able to see different type of loans available through this app, all right? Now, once we have you started, you will be able to start improving your credit score as of today. And you'll start seeing better options and reasonable interest rates if you decide to apply for a loan in the near future, all right? So this is a really good tool. We have another one that's a credit card wizard. It's the same deal, but for credit cards. You will find those third-party credit card companies that are willing to work with you based on that credit worthiness. We do have this other tool that's called Experian Boost. This turns any monthly payment into positive reporting. It could be your phone bill, internet bill, or even online subscriptions like Netflix. You can use it as a positive reporting, all right? So,
okay.
Not only would it help you improve that credit score, but at the same time, you will be able to check your options on these tools, all right? Now,
okay.
One of the good things about the program is that if you ever experience a hardship, you may opt out, right? No cancellation fees or anything like that. Now, normally, this type of program, it's usually $149 to start, then $149 monthly. However, since you are on Social Security, right, you are accounted for a couple of discounts. First off, we're able to help you start with $119. After that, it would automatically drop down to $79 a month upon verification, which means that we just need to see some type of proof that you receive Social Security, which I believe shouldn't be a problem, right?
That delay, the adoption is reasonable.
I'm sorry?
It's not a problem.
Not a problem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're starting you off with the 119. You will be able to start using these tools right away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure I have the correct phone number on here. I have 917-279-6278, right?
Correct.
All right. And I will need a card number with the expiration date to help you get started.
Oh, boy. This card that I'll give is a debit, and I have to make up. I may not have enough money in that debit account right now. I hadn't anticipated having to, you know, spend $119 today.
Okay. It's your call. We can give it a try. We don't overdraft the account. See, probably you might have that 119, and we can get you started.
Let me just get my, hold on just a second, please.
Sure.
Okay, I'm back.
Yep.
Let's see. This is a TD Bank. It's a Visa debit card from TD Bank.
Mm-hmm.
4482-3301-3648-4706.
And the expiration date?
November 2026.
And the CVV code, please.
462.
462. All right. Thank you. And this, sorry, this card is in the same address that we have on here. 125.
What address?
5?
Yes, 10025.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and is the card ready for the transaction, or do you need to turn this on?
I don't know if it'll go through.
No worries. See, give this a try here. We do need your authorization in order to process the initial payment of $119 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We would not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, right? Now,
okay. go ahead.
In the meantime, do you have someone to write with so you can write our customer service line?
Just give me a second, please. Hold on.
Sure. All right, so it actually did go through, all right? So no worries about that.
It went through? Well,
yep.
Well, there's a God.
Yeah, sometimes it happens to me, right? Sometimes I forget how much I have on my card, so.
Well, see, I'm juggling things so much, you know, that it's difficult
right.
to keep track. It changes on a daily basis. It's very tough.
Yeah, it happens. No worries. Well, good thing is we got you started, which is our main goal, right? Get everything going. Now, congratulations on that. You will be receiving a confirmation on a text. Go ahead and check for me and let me
okay.
know when you receive that text.
Okay. Let's see. Got it.
Got it. All right. Awesome. You're going to open that text. And the first link on there, we're going to tap on that, all right?
Okay, let's go ahead.
And
the portal link?
Yep, it's going to open, load up a new page for you. And you're going to sign an agreement of service of that. We might need to scroll down for that a little.
I'll just scroll quickly down to, you know, to the end of all this information.
Sure, your call. We'll just need to sign that agreement.
It says notice of right to cancel.
And you might need to scroll down a little bit down on that, a little bit under that.
There you go. Okay.
Yep.
Then it says sign agreement.
That's the one. That's the one that we need
next
to sign.
Step.
Yep, we're going to tap on next step.
Over the last 2 weeks, I've become an expert at all this, unfortunately.
Hopefully, this is the last time, right? We'll get everything going.
Guys, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
This is, because, see, it came up on me with no, you know, no warning. I had all my plans laid out. You know, I had my savings to carry me until I found a position. All of that was set up, and then it's all been wiped out.
Oh.
Now I have to select a password, but
yep.
I use a password manager. Okay? So give me a second to generate
uh-huh.
a password from my password manager. Hold on.
Yeah, just make sure it's 8 to 9 characters only, okay?
I'm glad you told me that.
You need an uppercase, a lowercase, a number, and a special character like an exclamation point. And you should be good.
Okay. And the website for this or app, what's the name?
TheCreditPros.com. I'm going to help you download the app in just a bit.
What's the name of it? Because I need the website for my password manager.
TheCreditPros.com.
The Credit Pros? T-H-E?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Okay, The Credit Pros. Pros. TheCreditPros.com. Okay. Let's see. You said it has to be 9, correct?
Yeah, 8 to 9 characters.
I'll go to 8 just to make sure.
Let me know whenever you tap on next, all right?
Next.
Next step. Should ask you to confirm a couple of your information. Whenever you reach a screen that says, please select the items you would like to dispute, that's where we need to stop.
Well, I'm on step three and they're asking me for address information, right? And no, boy. What? They're telling me that they're setting up my dashboard.
Okay.
I hope I didn't make a mistake.
No, you're fine. No worries.
Those hard inquiries are what did me in. Those are really damaging. And they stay on your report for a couple of years. God. It says, let's begin.
Okay. All right. So that's where we need to stop for now, okay?
Okay.
We do have one last step before we continue. That is to have you connected to an automated system that's going to read back your personal information, making sure we entered everything properly, right? Really important that we listen to that home message that's going to fully set up your account, right? Now, in the meantime, as I mentioned to you, you can start by downloading our app. It's called the Credit Pros. And on here, if you have an iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
All right, you're going to go into the App Store and download the app, the Credit Pros.
Okay.
And once you're done
really
with it.
It's depressing. My credit has been excellent for years. This is,
And no worries, we're going to get our hands on
this
that as soon as possible.
God,
right?
Almighty God. God.
Now, Ellen, once you start downloading the app, whenever you're done with the automated system, you're going to access with your username and password on the app. And through there, you can start seeing all the tools that we talked about, all right? If you have any questions after the automated system is going to ask you, and you're going to select yes, and I'll have you connected right back to us so we can continue helping you, all right?
Okay.
All right. So just 1 second here. Don't hang up on me. I'll have you connected right away.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. 1 second here.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi. I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in sale program. You were charged $119 today. Each month you will be charged $119 on the 12th of the month. Your date of birth is August 29, 1949, and your social security number is 08240093. Your address is 425 Riverside Drive, New York, New York, No. 10025. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.